Good afternoon, St. Louis. DG as on Cable X. Happy Tuesday to you. Starting with drama here today. We can't be fighting amongst each other when the girls are gone.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's always got something to do with Andrew and Kevin. Always.
Can't we
always?
Yeah, you're never a part of it, Ron.
Well, mostly
yeah,
it's Andrew.
No, you're Andrew, not. Andrew, I never really make is everyone
the,
mad.
Andrew really is the common denominator.
Can't we all just get along? Okay.
It's either Andrew and Kevin, Andrew and Amy,
it's an
Andrew
thing,
attacking
John.
Me.
It's never
it's
you.
An everyday.
Lots of conflict in this room.
Lots of drama.
Yeah. Wow. I feel fine.
I'm all right.
You are probably the most consistent.
Me?
Yeah.
That's good. Is it good?
I mean,
well, no, because you're consistently bad. You're consistently a problem.
Wow!
No, not true. Not
there's
true.
There's a little conflict coming at you right there.
You're just the most unaffected. You don't lose your temper.
The Rock.
No.
The Ronji Rock.
What am I going to do? Get mad at that guy?
I've seen him get mad at me before.
At you? I just, well, it's because I just maybe
I've seen
want.
You get really mad. Yeah, there
sometimes,
you go. There he goes.
Sometimes I want peace and quiet.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to get peace and quiet in the morning with Andrew.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, I'm the problem. It's not the person that drinks 15 cups of coffee and runs 6 miles before she even comes to work.
Oh, yeah. Well, might be
I'm the one who won't stop talking.
Yeah. Amy walks in just like singing songs.
Bro, she comes in so hot.
It's midday for her. 9 a.m. is midday.
It's ridiculous. She comes in at 9, and it might as well be 3 p.m. for her. She's been up. And then she likes to guilt you into not having been up as long as she has. Like, well, you know, some of us have had an entire day already. Like, no, you have. You've had an entire day. The rest of us are normal.
spoke a little soon on that consistency thing.
Yeah. Well, you just got to bring up Amy. That'll get it going.
Yeah, I didn't realize.
I love her.
All right, time to go off on rage. Go ahead, Andrew.
She's been doing the same thing, though, like, because she's been doing the tennis stuff. So she's the same way. When she comes in at like 9:30, 10 o'clock or whatever, she's already been awake for like 6 hours. I've been awake for like an hour and a half, so I'm still trying to pull it together. These people come in, they've had whole days already. They've gotten so much done. They've accomplished so much. And it's like, all right, if I were to wake up at like 1 p.m., you can like shame me for how long I've been up and not been able to accomplish. But when you come in at night, when I wake up at 7 in the morning like I do, and I still get shamed for not accomplishing enough yet in the day, it's like, oh, what can I do?
7 o'clock's a fine time to get.
That's what I think, too.
Yeah. Way too early.
Normal.
I've been around you a long time. I've never heard Rachel shame you.
No, she does. I just feel bad. Because
okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think she just tells stories and then Andrew's like, mm.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah.
Is she pretty good tennis player, Rachel?
No, but it's because she's never played sports before.
Yeah.
And this is her first.
Yeah.
And she started from scratch and was actually learning as opposed to just playing.
Yeah, taking lessons.
She is, she's improving. I've not seen her play, but her self-reporting, she's very accurate. She's very hard on herself.
Yes.
So her...
she's probably better than she says.
Yes. Yeah, she's progressing.
Yeah.
Well, that's a tough sport to just pick
yes,
up
it
like
is.
That.
Yes, it is.
At her advanced age.
You just called Rachel old.
Oh.
Well, no, she's not old.
For tennis
that's
players,
what advanced age
well,
means old.
I mean,
well, for
me,
tennis player,
old, but
John's right. For a tennis player, usually they start at 5 years old.
Right, yeah. That's all I'm saying.
She's not looking to
she's
go
not,
to the U.S.
Right,
Open.
Right, she's not trying to get on the tour, guys.
You never know.
Ma'am, and I'm not sure. You're 33. You may not want to start this sport.
Actually, you remember Jim Courier, the redhead. I think he started in high school, which is really late
super
for
rare.
Pro. Yeah. He was good.
Mm-hmm.
John, you're saying your old bones hurt?
Yeah, you know, it's just part of it, the mm-hmm. whole thing. You know, it's you wake up in the morning and, yeah, oof.
See, what I find, it's less pain. It's more about I intend to move, and then I don't.
The stuff doesn't go. The stuff doesn't go where it once did.
Right.
Yeah. No, it's that's true.
I could be pointing toward the sink.
Yeah.
And I'm no closer.
Yeah, I know. And the stupidest things, you know, you wrench your back getting out of bed. That's a horrible way to have to explain to people why your back hurts.
Yeah.
You know, well, I got up this morning. You know, that's not good.
What it's if you pulled good. A muscle sneezing?
Well, that's not good
I've seen professional athletes.
You know, if I'm
that happens to them.
If I'm saving a drowning child from the river, That's an acceptable way to wrench your back, you know? Mm-hmm. But if I just get out of bed in the morning, put my left foot on the floor, and I wrench my back, that's no good.
That's not good.
Then that's the glories of aging.
You just have to be more deliberate with your movements.
Yeah.
No exactly sudden right. movements.
No.
And also, if you get up, make sure that you account for everything you need to account for.
Meaning?
Like if you went to go get a drink, all right, I probably should just go to the bathroom while I'm up.
Yes.
And if I'm if I might be hungry in half an hour, go get something to put on the table next to you so you don't have to get up again.
It no does extra take me trips.
Forever right. Forever in the morning. Economize.
I'm not a guy that can get out of bed, get in the shower, and go.
Oh, no.
I can't do it.
No.
So it takes me, I got to, you know, assume room temperature and then kind of.
Got to ease into the day.
You got to ease in.
Yeah. I think if I, you know, the genie bottle wishes,
yeah.
One of the three would be to wake up every day like some people do. And feel great. Like, oh, God, I'm so happy to be awake.
What must that be like?
I don't know, man.
I would love that feeling.
I'm happy
every now and then I get it. Like, oh, man, I feel great today. But for years, I usually don't. For years, I just feel tired waking up. I would just love to know what it's like to want to seize the day. I would love to want to seize the day. I don't want to seize the day.
How long does it take to get to be like, all right, this could be a good day?
Yeah, like 30 minutes.
Okay, that's I think that's normal.
Yeah, that's not bad.
That's just a little warm-up time.
Shower helps.
Yeah.
It does.
Can't take showers. They hurt.
Except when you're out of shaving cream.
Wait. What do you mean they hurt?
They're uncomfortable in my skin.
So you know that they have like shower heads that have different pressures. And,
oh, I'm familiar.
Yeah.
Some of those are real hard.
Yeah, some of them are jets.
Let me ask
those
you
are my favorite ones. I love
college hard water.
What do you do at a hotel?
None of your damn business.
Bath.
Yeah. A serious question.
Yeah.
So you get in the shower in the morning.
Nope.
Do you have to have... does the temperature of the water need to be cooler for your head than it does for the rest of your body?
Well, I don't take showers. No. You seem not to be believing this, but...
No, this is real, John. It's a bath guy.
Yeah.
Really?
And I don't take those very often. I mostly bird bath. I mostly wash in my sink like the fugitive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
That can work.
Like I'm being chased by Tommy Lee Jones.
I didn't do it!
Yeah.
You take care of all the important stuff, and you can do that.
Yeah, I can reach everything that's dirty.
That's got to be done, yeah.
That's why it's dirty.
Yeah. Yeah. Dave's like, I didn't take a shower, and Hancock's like, I don't care.
Provasic.
No, I'm sitting over here. It's fine.
It's kind of weird, though. Like, I don't eat breakfast, but if I'm on vacation, I love to eat breakfast.
Why don't you eat breakfast?
Just not that hungry, and I don't want to make it. And,
just kind of it's not a vibe.
But if I'm on vacation, I will shower because I don't know. It just
you don't know.
But you know, there's a thing about routine, though.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Like just routine being what you're used to, what gets you in the mindset of your normal day versus the relaxed day of a vacation.
A lot of it is like in the winter, because I've had 5 showers in my life. Getting into the shower during the cold butt ass cold of winter. And then, like, I get it. Like, the water's warm. It warms you up. But then you have to get back out. Andrew has to squeegee himself. And there's just a lot of shenanigans.
And no matter how warm the house is, the bathroom is going to be cold when you get out.
Yeah.
You are going to be cold when you get out of the shower.
You know, they got heated floors in some of these bathrooms now.
We're not all rich.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have it.
We don't all have political money like you do.
Yeah.
But I,
you know what I want to get? I don't have them, but I want to get those heated lamps, the lights.
The red ones?
Yeah. I want to get those.
Those look cool.
I know.
Like you're a lizard?
Kind of.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some bathrooms have that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Yep.
A heat lamp.
It's kind of a cool. My in-laws had it in their place in Chicago. You never were cold. Never get cold. Awesome.
That must be nice, too.
Yeah.
Do you have any weird things like that, like I don't take showers?
I'm sure I do. I almost always take cold showers. I almost never take, like, I don't take the hot shower. I can't stand that. I don't like it.
He really had to think before he came up with, take cold showers.
I'm talking about daily routine stuff. I'm not talking about, I have all kinds of weird things.
Cold?
Like... probably about the kind that you would drink out of the faucet, like regular, like just
that's
tap cold. Water cold.
That's
that
cold.
Is cold.
Because if I do the hot shower, I just immediately start sweating, and then I get out and I'm sweating. Well, that defeats the whole purpose of the shower.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it does.
No, it does. If I go right into sweating as soon as I towel off, well, now my clothes have sweat on them.
I'm not sure I've ever been hot enough in water to sweat.
Yeah. Hot showers do that to me. But I'm also a sweaty dude. So.
Have you tried, like, turning the AC on? And then, like, the AC will blow and... Oh, no, yeah, I'm the crazy one, Kevin. No, yeah, make that face. Definitely make that face. I only take ice-cold showers, but no, I'm the freak, sure. I'm the freak for suggesting maybe you cool yourself off somehow.
Good Lord.
Wow.
I want to see this bathroom with a freestanding air conditioner.
Y'all don't got a vent in your bathroom?
Yeah,
like
we
everyone's
do.
Home?
We do.
We're not all rich, Andrew.
Yeah. See what happens in a small bathroom is like when you
everyone
start to shower.
Everyone can have an 800 square foot palace like
all
me.
All that steam stays in the room, and it's like a steam room.
Crack the door. he's so mad at me.
No, I'm not
for
mad.
Finding solutions to his problem.
I'm just like, it's not gonna fix the problem, dude.
Well, and you never have steam on the mirror.
No, you will in this bathroom because it's small, and even if you have
even
the door,
a cold shower, putting steam.
No,
on
no, that will not. No,
yeah, that's
no,
what
you're
I'm
right,
saying.
Right, right. That's a good point. I never have to wait.
See,
for
I
the
need steam on the mirror because I don't want to look at myself. So if you get the mirror steamy enough, I don't have to look at it.
I got
to
do my hair.
I get
so
that.
I
you get out, you're just a blob, and it's like, hey, looking pretty good.
You ever catch yourself when you're not expecting to catch yourself in a mirror?
Yes,
it's not.
And
good.
You think you've had some sort of intruder that looks like a condom full of walnuts?
I know.
I have several mirrors in the bathroom, all very large, and I can't help. Every time I catch one, it's like, ah, man. Like, I say that at least once a morning before I get in the shower. It's like, ah, man.
I hear you, buddy.
Oh, come on.
Can't suck it in fast enough.
Don't do this
for
to
yourself,
me.
Too, right?
There is nothing emerging out of that shower that anybody wants to have anything to do with.
You just go, make a
there's
Squidward
also,
noise.
You learn no way to suck in your back. If you've ever been like photographed or videoed from behind when you're not when you're not ready for it.
Yeah.
Like from the front, even when I had a pretty big pot belly, I could suck it in enough to...
A little bit. There's only so much we can do, but...
Nothing you can do from the back.
Not a whole lot.
I found my worst possible angle is the back, and then I'm angled like in one direction slightly. It's terrible. I mean, I look like a car. It's really bad.
Like you're turning?
Yeah, like I'm slightly turned. Like it's not a straight photo of the back. I'm like turned a bit.
Like a 2008 Camry.
Yeah,
going left.
I mean, I look like a
guy. Looks like a PT car. Cruiser.
Like a vehicle.
Wait, is that the ugliest car ever made?
Oh, yeah, I drove one for a couple weeks.
I
drove
one time.
It's bad, but I don't know if you ever... I tell the story about the rental car I got in spring training, and it gave me a lime green Ford Fiesta.
Ooh.
That was the ugliest car I've ever seen. And I parked that in
next
the players' lot.
Yeah.
So I parked next to Kyle Loesch's Bentley, which was hilarious. I never got any crap from any of the players that spring.
Kyle Loesch had a Bentley?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Gnarly nice one. He's a car guy.
Oh, it must be. Because he wasn't making that much.
Yes, he was.
Well, he was doing fine.
Yeah, he's making, what, $10, $12, $13 million a year. He can...
Then?
Oh, yeah.
Kyle Loesch?
Yeah.
Huh.
Kyle's taking it on the chin today.
He's not even a year.
Son of a bitch never made $1 million.
Kyle's driving around in his Bentley going, oh,
tell you something.
Hey, come
on. He's a good dude, man. I always like Kyle. He's a good dude.
If you can hear this in your Bentley, Kyle, call us.
Hobo Joe never had that kind of scratch.
He had like the Johnny Damon facial hair, didn't he?
Kind of, maybe?
Yeah.
He was making 20 bucks a year in Applebee's gift cards. He can't afford a Bentley.
He made $90 million in his career.
Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah, that's a lot.
Not Bentley money, but, you know, maybe lime green Ford Fiesta money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty good deal.
Man, I look like a car. I'll never get over that.
It made sense. Like, just turn to the left.
No, you guys get what I'm saying.
Get a little blinker on.
Yeah, you get what I'm getting at.
Wow. I think we've all grown some this afternoon.
We're 10 minutes away from Trish being here.
Yeah.
She wants to revisit yesterday when I asked if you touched your wife in the hammock.
Oh. Did you hear this, Ron?
I was here.
Oh, you were here. Okay.
Yeah, he said he can get it whenever he wants.
I forgot. I couldn't remember.
That's not what I said.
No, it is.
No,
I said if I wanted. I didn't say if I wanted. I said if I wanted.
I know, but it sounded like wanted.
Wanted.
Yeah.
It sounded like this. Can you touch her? If I won it.
That's exactly what it sounded like.
That was an exact
and neither
representation.
Of us meant what we said, but we said what we said.
You know, it's a good thing our wives don't actually listen to us.
Oh, I know. She does not listen.
Yeah. Run it back, Andrew. Go back and listen to what you said.
124 DG, ask Trish Gazelle coming up after this. So what's the Pagers thing? I've not heard this.
Yeah, so it's another big story, big news story so far today is that in Lebanon, 9 people are dead, 2,800 injured after Pagers started exploding. And they all exploded at the same time. And according to a security official in Lebanon, they all belong to members of Hezbollah. So it wasn't just like random people's pagers going off. Because one of the things that these types of groups do is they go lower tech because lower tech is not going to be hacked, right? Smartphone can be hacked. Pager's not going to get hacked, but obviously these pagers all exploded. So there are reports, and I don't know if it's like verified or anything, but I mean like legitimate people are saying that this may have been an Israeli intelligence operation and either somehow had a hand in getting something explosive into them when they were being manufactured,
mm-hmm.
or some discovered some kind of weakness where you could send a signal and do this. But that's a pretty.
Did it kill the people with the pagers?
9 of them.
Wow.
9 of them, and then 2,800 people injured. There's video of the pagers exploding.
Wow.
Of like people just standing there, and then boom. It's not a huge explosion. It's not like a grenade going off. It's smaller, but. Certainly did enough damage.
Could be enough to cause a projectile to go in your body.
Well, yeah,
and kill
you. It would depend on where it is on your body, right?
Right.
Like there were people that, you know, had them in like a backpack. I saw one guy holding a backpack and it exploded and the whole backpack blew up. But he was alive and on the ground, but clearly there was like a little burn mark on the side or whatever. So it's not like, again, it's not like a hand grenade went off. And there were people around in the videos that I saw. None of the people in the area were hurt at all.
Do you think the world is mostly third world or mostly first world?
Mostly third, I would say. Or maybe second.
Whew, that's crazy. It's tough. I mean, I guess are we talking by
population?
Pure population?
No. Don't put too fine of a point on it. Just we're living our lives.
Yeah.
I'm worried about not having enough cream of wheat at home.
Right.
You know, that's my biggest worry. Yeah. Then there are people whose pagers are blowing up in their face. Would you say that most people live like that? Maybe not terrorist, but live under actual threat?
I would think most people live closer to that than they do to what we have, which is worrying about nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, you know, the great thing about America is that this has been a country where you don't have to spend every waking moment worrying about the government.
Have we kind of ruined our own good time by forcing each other to worry about the government
every
moment?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I think people are way too caught up in all of that.
So we're having a second or third world experience when we don't have to.
Don't need to, yeah. That's right.
Just for sport? Just bored?
Can't explain it. I don't know.
I think that there are some people that benefit from it being that way, so they push it.
I would agree with that, too.
Yeah, I mean, again, I'm not talking about like some giant conspiracy or anything like that.
Right.
I just think there are people that know that they benefit from chaos.
And outrage.
So they know that they benefit from it, and they help it happen for their own needs, whatever their needs are, whether their needs are financial or political or whatever. I mean, what drives people to a television set? What gets every? I talk about this all the time with engagement farming. What gets engagement on social media?
Right.
Rage,
mm-hmm.
anger,
yep.
controversy. So that's what people create because it sells.
Outrage is very easy to manufacture.
Yeah,
chaos will come from it, but the outrage machine that's really easy to do, and it is very lucrative.
And we all of us have triggers, things that just make us angry beyond whatever, and then you know. For most of us, those aren't too hard to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see here. Looking at this map, third world would be considered, well, I say, yeah, it's weird. It's like all the blue is like Europe, United States, Australia, and then some of Southern Africa. And the rest of the world is either second or third world.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back, DG, SNKMOX 135. Our buddy Trish Gazelle is in again today. So we feel like we're in a bad mood.
It feels a little low energy in the room.
Well, there's fighting earlier, so.
What were you fighting about?
Yeah. The show started with these two fighting, and it was like
Andrew
a real fight for a second.
But actually, it was Andrew against me and Ronj.
I didn't. Well, I didn't do anything.
There was audio playing underneath a commercial, and I was like, oh, Andrew, there's audio. And he's like, shut up, I know.
That is not what happened. You were like all over what it could be. I already knew what it was, and I was dealing with it. So I was like, all right, settle down.
Did you notice this last break he overcompensated by playing nothing for like 20 seconds?
Shut up! It was a slow song!
That's awesome.
Shut up!
Did you notice?
I didn't know it was going to start like that.
It's so obvious, and we all do it. When someone self-reports what they said, it has no real bearing to what they said.
No.
Andrew's like, and I turned to him and politely said, Kevin, thanks for your help.
I said, Kevin, my friend, I appreciate everything you do for me. However, I seem to have the situation under control.
Last night, I must have laughed 5 times by myself about that exchange yesterday. If anyone missed it, I know it was after 1:30. The Andrew's wife in the hammock whole conversation, Dave says, can you touch her? And Andrew would never go against Dave. So if Dave Glover's asking the question, it's the most important question ever asked. In no way would he ever say, what the hell do you mean? Can I touch her? He tries to come up with a legitimate answer, which was,
if I want it.
I mean, and I can't for the life of me even
it was appalling.
Try to begin to figure out where you were even
appalling.
Going with that question. What were you trying
appalling.
To ask?
Do you want me to really try to explain it?
Yes, okay. Because I can't figure it out.
And I will try to explain my response.
I've not been invited to Andrew's home.
Okay.
But like all of your homes, I have a picture of it in my head, right? And he's talked about it's very small. And he has a hammock in most of it.
It's a housewide hammock.
Where his wife sleeps and spends all of her time. And he sleeps in a bed. So what I was trying to get at was...
Oh, are you close enough?
Yeah, can you touch her? Okay. Are you even close enough to where you have any contact?
Okay.
And then I said, like... As creepy as you can, like, can you touch your wife?
Can you touch her?
He says,
and then I was thinking, like, going over there and, like, tussling her hair or whatever. So I was like, if I wanted to go over there, I could.
Yeah, because that's what a woman wants.
As she's relaxing in her hammock. Yeah,
he's like, over, like, who's a good girl?
Come over.
Hey, want a fresca?
I would backhand you so hard if you. Relaxing, and Andrew, I can just see him tiptoeing over. Let me tassel your hair.
See, now I've got a whole new picture in my head.
Because
you know you'd feel Andrew coming.
Oh,
you'd feel his presence.
Right.
Well, she kind of so a lot of times she'll have like headphones on, and she'll have her computer. She'll be watching something because I'll be like
blackout glasses.
And
just like
just like fully immersed in her own world. Because I'm playing video games on the big TV.
Sounds like the No Andrew Club.
So so sometimes I'll be like, because I can see her from where I'm sitting, we can make like eye contact. So I'll be like,
that's like the movie Tommy.
I'll be like, baby. And then she'll like take her headphones off, like, yes. And I'll be like, do you see what I did in the game? I shot that guy with a gun. Did you see it? And she's like, oh, okay, very, very cool. And then she'll put her headphones on.
Good job, back buddy.
On. And then like 2 minutes later, I'll be like, Meg. Hey, Meg. And then she's like, what now do you want?
Oh, are you saying baby or What are you saying?
Well, I would say, I could say
you
baby.
Call her baby.
I could say
oh,
Meg.
It doesn't
I could
seem
say.
Like a word you would use.
Yeah, yeah what, I do.
It seems like a word you shouldn't use.
Yeah.
You shouldn't use it.
Right?
It Andrew,
doesn't fit
you
the
shouldn't.
Whole scenario.
What do you, what's your pet name for? When you default to calling her something, is it first name or is it babe?
I don't know. I call her like a million different things. Meg, Megan, those are her names.
You're real outside the boxer.
I usually start there.
Oh, those are her names.
I'll usually start with Megan and then I'll go down from the list.
Sometimes you just move.
I'll say, dearest, darling,
you don't do that.
Baby doll, baby,
can I touch it?
More importantly, do you want to?
Oh my God, I swear by myself, I was laughing out loud.
And he said it so like, obviously, if I want it. That's the way it came out.
After the stellar opening statement of women can't comprehend, that phrase came out of his mouth about 10 minutes before.
Yeah, what were they not comprehending?
I don't remember.
It was about the diaper showers, which was
Stupid.
Diaper parties.
Diaper parties, right. Women can't comprehend.
Women can't comprehend.
All right, slow down there, buddy. Take it down a notch.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time technically in the same room as one.
So, personal question.
Engaged, yes.
But has there been any discussion at all about post-hammock, or are you just going Skipper and Gilligan for the rest of the time?
She's loving the hammock thing, man.
You think she might tire of it soon, so you're just kind of waiting her out?
Who am I? She very rarely sleeps in there. She naps in there a lot, but she very rarely will, like...
She can't stay away. She'll be back.
Yeah, she'll be back. I'm not too worried about it.
So she gets up in the middle of the night from her hammock?
Like, when it's time for bed, yeah. She'll get up from the hammock.
Mm.
But you said, didn't you say she can't sleep because of your snoring?
No.
Well, I thought that's why you said she sleeps in the hammock.
No.
Oh.
Did you ever go do a sleep study?
Dave asked when we were all going to be in the hotel together, theoretically, who would die first. He said, do you snore? And I said, oh, goodness, yes.
Have you checked that out?
No.
You should.
I mean, I know what he's going to say. He's going to be like, yeah, you snore really bad. And I'm going
to
go,
you might have to get one of those sexy looking machines you wear when you go to bed.
You might need one for the show. I think you stopped breathing 3 times during this segment.
What do you think about that, Andrew?
Pretty good, Dave. Yeah, just get 2, then you can take one off and feel sexy. Well, that should brighten things up with your love life.
I'm not sure, like it feels like the only way to go is up, you know? Like, I feel like he could pretty much, feels like there's not a lot happening.
Is it the bottom?
Yeah. I mean, she's in a hammock.
Not all, she doesn't, see, okay, so, all right, now I feel like I have overcompensated with the hammock and I must clear some things up.
I wish the hammock was in the yard. This story would be a lot better.
She doesn't only live in the hammock. The hammock is her favorite place to relax, where it used to be the couch. Now it's the hammock. Mm. So she loves to take naps in the hammock and lay in the hammock and watch her shows. And generally, anytime we're at home and she's not on the couch relaxing,
she's in the hammock.
She's in hammy, which is nice.
Doesn't leave a lot of room for you.
I'm fine. We normally would sit separate anyway, because I'll be playing video games and I watch stuff on my iPad or whatever, or I'm messing with cards or whatever.
What do you mean sit separate?
Like in different chairs.
I have like a recliner
chair.
Who sits
in the same chair?
That's what I'm saying. So it's like not weird. Instead
right.
of just having
like
her
I'm crazy.
Instead of having her on a couch like 2 feet to my left, now she's in a hammock 2 feet to my right.
Hammock.
Yeah, she traded the couch for the hammock. I'm allowed to see her. We don't have like there's not a custody battle between me and the hammock over the wife.
But if there was one,
I.
Better get a lawyer.
Might be dicey.
Yeah. I'm gonna need Chet. I'm gonna need Susan L. Warren. I'm gonna need the Avengers to come in and help me out with this one. Because that hammock's got a head start.
Don't you, like, seriously want to live a day in his house?
Oh, I can't tell you how much.
Just see what's happening. Yeah. They don't know you're there. Just watch what the going's
on. It's crazy in there, man. And we got a cat. The cat's all over the place.
Did it have a tiny hammock?
Kat doesn't have a tiny. She's getting used to the hammock. She wasn't a big fan of it at first because it's you know, swings back and forth, right? It gently sways.
Like she's a hammock does.
Yeah, and she's a solid ground girly. She doesn't like when things move. Like, if she's laying on you, she expects you to remain completely still. It's if funny. You, like, shift or whatever, she's getting up and she's going away. She's like, all right, I'm not dealing with this
would you,
flight movement stuff.
Would you agree to letting us put up one of these cameras like Fox 2 has in here in the studio? Just in the corner of your living room?
Just randomly drop in?
Yes. We could look.
There's no way to say this without hurting your feelings.
Sure.
But,
but I'm
going to
say it anyway.
Like, sure, what's up now?
The last 90 seconds of you talking was like from a Dateline when they're interrogating a killer.
My crazy life, man. What can I say?
Right before he confesses.
Like, I got a cat, yeah. But it doesn't cat. Like to be up in the air.
She doesn't like moving. It's like the hammock
it's
stuff.
It's a ground kitty.
She doesn't like the hammock stuff. Also, being in the hammock, you do feel like you are, like, far off the ground, right?
Are you?
No. I mean, when I'm in that thing, I'm about this far off the ground. But it feels like you're, like, way suspended up in midair.
Hmm.
Feels like you're on the clouds.
It's
you know
like
what I'm saying?
It's like an amusement ride.
It's like an amusement
right in
ride.
His family room.
So it's a hammock that's attached to one of those like a stand,
a frame.
Yeah,
I would
say it's on a, yeah. like a frame.
It's not attached yeah. to the wall or anything.
No, I rip out a load.
How long have you
wall.
Had this thing?
My house collapses. Couple months, maybe like a month and a half, 2 months now.
Right.
I got home from work and she had bought it off Temu. And so I got home from work and there's an enormous box on the porch and I say out loud, oh, God, what's this going to be? And she says, my hammock's here! And I said, what? She said, I bought a hammock. And I said, where are we going to put an 8-foot long hammock?
She had been researching months before, how can I get away from him in the same house without making it too obvious? And the best answer was a hammock.
At first, I'll show you the pictures. At first, she set it up right in front of the door.
Pictures.
Yeah. So when I left that morning or the next morning to go to work and she was off work, I had to like barely squeeze out because I couldn't open the door all the way because there was an enormous hammock in front of it. But she was so happy.
And then when you got home, was it moved?
Yeah, she had rearranged the entire house to make room for the big stupid hammock.
Your bed was on the outside?
Yeah, the bed was in the garbage outside.
All right, good segment, everybody.
Award winning.
153 DGS. Trish said something yesterday. I'm sure this is going to be really boring, but for some reason I wrote it down because it intrigued me. What was it about you and birthdays at McDonald's?
Oh, I was just saying, because I think you asked me, what did we do for birthday parties when you were little? And I said, well, sometimes, you know, they're not the elaborate things they were today. I think we went to Happy Joe's Pizza. We went to McDonald's a lot, and you were like, oh, my God, I always wanted to go to McDonald's.
You never had a McDonald's birthday party?
No
those
way.
Were the best.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dave.
Nope.
They were great.
They were. And they had cakes that they would bring out, and Ronald McDonald usually made
do they still
appearance.
Do it?
I think, but I'm not 100% sure.
Closest I came was I was at the Alden McDonald's, just having my McDonald's. I was about 7. And I was terrified of clowns. I was especially terrified of Ronald. And Ronald came in to do an appearance.
Oh, no.
And he had a special amount of lipstick on. And I was just like, immediately, my sphincter's like, you couldn't get a BB up there. And I just wanted to leave. And my dad, being my dad, was like, go say hi to Ronald. And I'm like going through my personal PTSD hell. And I'm just like, no, that's okay. And he made me go over there. And I had to talk to the clown. It was awful.
Did it get you over your fear?
I thought you were going to say, did it get you over his knee?
Dave's taking the story one step further.
Did it bend around?
No, it was
still afraid of a clown that did that too.
It was awful. Yeah.
That was like the most elaborate. I mean, that was the highest you could go in kids' parties that day, probably.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
And but we did roller skating parties too.
So this was like
I did that.
Yeah.
Those are good.
This was like
good.
A sanctioned McDonald's party.
Yeah, you have to book it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like renting out the McDonald's.
I think
McDonald's
I did
almost.
Any of those.
Really?
Never had a roller skating party?
No, we did that, and I did the Chuck E. Cheese thing.
Oh,
you can roller skate?
Well, I could
I feel
back
like
then.
Chuck E. Cheese wasn't our... We're pretty close in age. I felt like it was a little bit later.
Yeah, you're more showbiz pizza kid.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking,
showbiz.
But I'm also...
Exactly.
Oh, we did showbiz.
We did showbiz.
I'm also
showbiz
thinking more like... 11, 12 years old, not so much like 7 or 8.
What's the showbiz guy's name?
Billy Bob.
Billy Bob.
Thornton.
I think it is Billy Bob.
Is it?
Bob Bear. Something. Showbiz was great.
Yeah. I loved showbiz
pizza. Did you ever
go
to Happy Joe's?
I don't know what that is.
Happy Joe's Pizza, and I think that it was going to close, and I think someone saved it. I think it might still be open. Where is this? Yeah. It might be in Crestwood.
Yeah, Crestwood.
Okay.
Is it like a showbiz?
No, it's just a pizza parlor.
Do they have a mechanical band?
Was Happy Joe's also, and if someone in here doesn't know, if someone else out there knows, was that also the place that had like the old-timey ice cream bar in Happy Joe's? Does anyone know this?
I don't know. I've never heard of it.
I feel like I've been cheated out of Happy Joe's.
Yeah, Billy Bob was right.
Is it Billy Bob?
Billy Bob Broccoli.
Yum!
Billy Bob Broccoli.
Went to high school with him.
Yeah.
Proud granite boy. What are we still trying to figure out? Happy Joe's?
I'm going to look up Happy Joe's.
No, she's looking at that. I looked up the showbiz. It's a bear named Billy Bob Broccoli.
Broccoli?
Sure. Yeah, I don't know why the bear's name is Broccoli.
Broccoli?
Broccoli.
Yeah.
But spelled like the name Brock, like Brock.
Vegetarian.
C-O-C-K. Yeah.
Probably.
We're fixing
it. You wrapping it up?
Yeah, we should probably do it.
Such A material up.
It's broccoli.